What's going on, guys and girls? So back for a new episode, and on a typical Thursday, I'm going to give you an insight into the health hitters. So I might just call this Thursday Insights. What do you think? Let me know. So I'm going to give you an insight into module one of lifestyle. Okay. Now in this one, we didn't necessarily go through lifestyle management or anything like that. This was funnily enough, at this point, I had a smash laptop, so I couldn't actually write out presentations. So I had done one that was off the top of my head and one that would help people and start people to get people to realize why I don't do certain things. Now, in this group, we went through four ways of how you can track your progress, because it's vital to be tracking your progress. If you're not tracking your progress, then you don't know whether you're actually making changes or whether you're making the right movement that you should be. So we track progress and how we track progress, and three of the ones that I'm going to tell you in a minute are ones that I use, and I'll tell you which ones they are, and one of them I don't, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of why later on in this podcast. But like I said, normally if you want to actually get the full thing, come down and experience one of the groups. So the reason why I didn't want to go through too much lifestyle management as well is just purely it can start to get a bit confusing when we start getting into it, and I didn't want to be doing that off the top of my head, as some things are needed a little bit more notes on. Although I know it off the top of my head, I just wanted to make sure that it's fully down on somewhere and I could completely give them what they need, right? So when we look at lifestyle management and when we look at progress markers, we need to be looking at all different ones. What ones can we use? So one of the first ones that we spoke about was biometrics. And when I talk about biometrics, I'm talking about heart rate, or like resting heart rate, or you could use waking heart rate, HRV, which is heart rate variability, blood pressure, blood glucose, anything like that. Okay, checking your health markers, basically. That's what your biometrics are. Check your health markers. And this is very important. The next one we talk about was progress pictures. So actual pictures, taking a picture, getting your partner to take a picture, getting whoever to take a picture, your son, your daughter, whoever it is to take pictures for you. Okay, or if you haven't got that, put it on a 10-second timer, quickly run across the other side of the room and take them. Basically, just do front, side, and back. If you want, do front, side, side, back. I do front, side, side, back, purely because there's differences from side to side. The next one we spoke about was measurements. And measurements is stuff like waist, hip, and stomach, or any area that you want taken. Again, I'd keep it to those ones because they're the ones that we normally see the most, but you can take any, like thigh, arm, chest, any. Okay. The next one we spoke about was scale weight, and we kind of, this is where we went into more pros, cons and stuff like that. So there's three that I use. Like I said, the three that I use when measuring clients, when measuring people who come to the health hitters, and is biometrics, progress pictures, and measurements. They're the three. Now, if people want to take their scale weight, they can, but understanding the pros and cons is something that needs to be addressed, because if you don't address them, then you will sometimes feel like you're not making the progress that you actually are. So again, if you want to go through this and why and how, just come experience one of the groups. It's really cool. We start Witten in Tuesday next week. Shameless plug. But it's the scales is not something that I like to use. I think a lot of people have got a bad association with them, and they rely on them too much, and they're kind of like, that's the be-all and end-all, and that's not the way things should be getting looked at. So I honestly don't do them, but if they want to do them, then they can. I just make sure that they know the pros and their cons, and if they're not making the movement, there could be a host of different factors. And they're the three that I use. They're the ones that are going to give me the best signs. They're the ones that are going to give me the best progress, and show me the best picture of how clients are making the right movements, how people with the health hitters are doing the right things and making the right movements in improving their body shape and their health. So there's the little insight into module one of lifestyle. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've now got an insight a little bit into what we go through and actually what we do in the group sometimes every week. We actually don't just do the educational seminar, we also do take progress markers to ensure that people are doing the right things and they're actually implementing the information that's given to them. Because if they do, and if you do implement the information that I give you, you will make really good improvements. Okay, this stuff I've tried out myself, I've done it on clients. You'll make really good improvements. Again, even if you don't come down and experience right now, if you just take the last however many times and the Q&A episodes, you will make some really decent movement within your transformation and within your journey. It's all about applying it, all about taking action on it. So one of the things that the Health Fitters does is we give you the tools. So we show you what the tools are that you have at your disposal. We then educate you on those tools, show you how, show you the why, give you the brain, let you make the right thinking, the right thought process. And then we teach you how to apply it. And that's the biggest thing, apply it. You know, knowledge is power, but knowledge is only power when you apply that knowledge, right? So you would have heard plenty of times, and I've said it before, and people who I know have said it before, knowledge is power, and the more knowledge you have, the better things can be. But without you applying it, and I know this is, you know, I've been a coach for 7 years, I've done a lot of education, I've gone on a lot of seminars, gone and done a lot of reading and stuff like that, yet the one thing that I didn't do, I was applying it to all my clients and seeing such great results, but I was focusing so heavily, and I still do, my aim is to help people not have six-pack abs. My aim and what I do as a coach is to help people, to inspire and show people that they can achieve body shape and improve their health, whatever the matter, whatever the situation is, through giving them, you know, the tools and educating on them. So come down, experience group. You're going to love it. Trust me. But the one thing, if you're not going to come down right now and you're a bit unsure, that's fine. I know it's a bit intimidating. I know we're friendly. I don't bite. The people that have come down will not bite, so head down. But if it's not for you right now, that's fine. Take the information that I've given you on these little insights, and you'll be able to make some good improvements. One of the other things that you can do is just head over to my social media. Again, these are some shameless plugs, but head over to JamesMatthews_JM15 on Instagram, and head over to Health Hitters on Facebook, and you'll be able to get more information from there. So I hope you enjoyed this one, module 1 of lifestyle. Take it easy, guys and girls. Peace.